If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
There's another one with eggs I never thought about. Somewhere along the way, I learned how to crack eggs with one hand and just do it all the time. And then people see me do it and they're like, holy cow, you could do that with one hand? And I'm like,
You should say lie. Like, say, dude, I used to work at an omelet station.
I did work at the omelet station once backstage.
There you go. Yeah. That's the skill.
There you go.
Okay, here's another one.
How many eggs do you think you can fit in your mouth? How many boiled eggs do you think?
Don't ask me questions like that.
Hey, we're talking boiled eggs. I'm just listening to you talk. And I'm like, how many boiled eggs can I stuff in his face?
How many eggs can you fit in
your mouth? I bet you I could fit.
Come on, buddy. Open wide.
Boiled egg. I'm going to say I could fit.
I'd say four.
Four?
Four.
You think you can get
I think I could go
without gagging.
How many
I'd be
do you
so
think?
Scared to choke.
That's what I'm saying, man. Because those things can pop slip easy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, don't even. Don't
yeah.
Know. Yeah, you can do four.
Don't do that at home.
How many boiled eggs would fit in your mouth, Mike?
I don't think I can get more than three, man.
Really?
Oh, yeah, you can.
Boiled eggs are big.
We'll get them in there.
It depends on how well you can breathe out your nose. Okay.
Breathe through your nose, buddy.
We'll get them in there.
I can burp the entire alphabet in one long burp.
Relax your tongue.
It's a good party trick, except the two times that I've power barfed. It was always on the letter W, both times.
That from Amber.
Yeah. Here's another. Dad, you'd appreciate this. Back in our day, being able to beatbox. I can't exactly do the conventional crazy dubstep beatboxing, but I can imitate simple drumming and add a bass line on top.
Yeah.
All right. Stand By Me, Pumped Up Kicks, whatever. Those are easy ones to learn on if you want to learn how to beatbox. I'm really, 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 really good at doing hand fart sounds.
I can't.
Here's another one.
Do the armpits. Thank you.
I can't do that one.
You can't do armpit farts?
I can't do armpit farts, man.
Okay. Banjo.
Can you not do that?
I just can't. I tried.
Like, how did you get out of third grade? I felt like that you had to do that as much as
I was a nerd. I was in chess club. No, I couldn't do it.
Nope.
See? You can't do it. Miles can't do it.
Can't do it. And finally, banjo. In the world of guitarist, I rarely meet another picker. Our question, useful or not, what can you do the most people cannot? 206-803-ROCK.
So you can do hand farts.
Yeah.
But you can't do the armpit farts.
No.
Jesus.
And you can't do the hand farts.
Sounds
can't do
wet.
The hand farts. It's a weird...
Are your pits wet?
Not at all, man. All right. Perfectly dry pits.
You never squirted water with your hands?
No. I could never do that. And I also couldn't do that thing where you spit through your teeth and launch it. I always have to...
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can.
You know what I mean? Like, other guys, the cool kids somehow could always just, their teeth were together and still.
It's right? Awful, but I'm a really good spitter. I mean, I'm very accurate. I'm serious.
He's part dart frog.
I rarely miss. And I know how to, the velocity, I know exactly what I'm doing when I spit.
When I was in scouts, there was a kid in my troop that he was.
I'm a good spitter, man.
He was 13 years old. He could spit like he had been chewing tobacco for years.
I can bring up a pearl if I need to. I mean, let her fly.
Dude, when I dipped.
You're right, useless skill, but there it is.
No, I can't.
I was going to say, when I dipped, I got so good, I could just spit in a straw.
Really?
Yeah.
It's amazing. The more you spit, the more accurate you get.
These are the things that make us happy. I can spit in a straw.
But it's a disgusting habit.
True.
Can you do snot rockets?
I can do snot rockets.
I can do one-nosers, yeah.
Yeah, I can get that pretty on point.
First time I saw someone do a snot rocket, we had just moved to Baltimore, right? I had taken a bus downtown. I'm trying to find the bus stop to return home. So there's this lady standing there, man. She's maybe 40 years old, and she's at a bus stop. And I said, ma'am, does the number 3 stop here? She looks at me, turns her head, blows out a snot rocket, all right? Then turns her head the other way and blows out another one. And says, oh, yeah, baby, you should be here in like 10 minutes.
Honey.
Yeah. I lived there for like 3 days.
You are turning me on.
Like, I live in a different place.
Useful or not, what can you do the most people can't? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Butch. Welcome to the men's room.
Happy Friday, bitches.
Hola.
Positive Friday.
Hola. Hey, I grew up in Stockton. I've called before, and I learned to do the hand bone.
The hand jive?
Well, except the old hand bone, hand jive, yeah.
Oh, hand jive. All right. But
like the dance? Jive.
Yeah, I mean, my buddy used to, with the hands off the legs and chest and... But me and my buddy used to rip off each other and stuff, and It was useless now, but it wasn't then because I'd get like a free beer or a free bowl, and people want parties and stuff. So,
all right, okay. Well, have you met up with your buddy again? If you met up with your buddy again, could you guys still do it?
I think we can. He's actually a truck driver. He was just down here in Moxie, but he's mostly on the East Coast now. So,
okay, all right. Look, man, I've been to weddings before with guys that I grew up with, and there were two guys in particular that were better. They were always practicing breakdancing.
Really?
Like, they could get up on their shoulders. They could do some basic moves.
I can't breakdance, but if you can breakdance, I will watch you breakdance.
But I saw them both attempt to...
recreate the good old days.
Break it out at a wedding, all right? And actually, I was kind of impressed about what they still could do, considering that they were in very slick rental shoes.
Right.
And, you know, a suit. So it was like, you know what, man? Ted, I know you know every dance on... That's your wheelhouse is... kind of like the electric slide.
I like dancing.
You can do them all.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just growing up where I did and like family stuff, like you got to do the electric slide.
Can you do the Macarena?
Yeah, of course.
You can.
Cha-cha slide.
Is there, can you do the achy breaky thing?
No, that was a little too white. Okay. Well, I mean, like we like country music now.
He rejected that.
But I'm just saying, too white. Like... If you, I mean,
that was Ted, not me. I'm just throwing that out there.
Well, if you go to any, if you go to a Smith wedding,
white.
I don't know how to explain it. Like they'll just start with like the cha-cha slide, electric slide. All the Smiths will run out there to just what you do. You got to do those dances,
right?
Okay. By the way, I'm just reading some texts come in just real quick. Someone is doing the humble brag, Mike. It says I can do both hand farts and armpit farts. Well, good for you. Someone else says I can make fart sounds with my hand and my eye socket. Someone else says, I can do a loud cricket noise. Well, call in. Someone else, I can mimic cats and kittens and chirp like little birds.
No. Well, whatever your
prove
skill.
Prove it.
Okay. Ted, I've seen multiple times, is able to catch food in his mouth.
From great distances.
From distance. From a long way
pretty
away.
Pretty good.
Depending on the food item, how it flies, popcorn.
Grapes.
Grapes, yeah.
Grapes are preferable.
Yeah, they're the right density to get the distance. Mm-hmm. Easy to catch.
Bernie and I used to just do that at tailgates. And, like, we were, like, 17, 18, and we'd be like, all right, go two cars rows over, and we're going to chuck them. And then we would do it, and people would give us beer.
Really?
Oh, it was a great hustle.
You guys made fun of me because I could stuff all those quarters in my nose, right?
Correct.
In exchange for beer. You did the same thing. It was just catching grapes in your mouth.
Well, ours was more athletic.
That is true.
Okay.
I'll give you that.
Juggling is on the list.
Yeah! Looks impressive.
They say you can learn to juggle in a weekend.
Less than that, man. I learned to...
Juggling three balls. That's it.
Three balls,
they say you need to start with two, then work your way up to three.
Yeah, sort of, man. I was 10 years old. We went over to these people's house for dinner. The father of that house was in the garage, and he was this kind of guy, and he asked me the question. As soon as I got out of the car, he goes, you want to learn how to juggle? I'm like, yeah. So he taught me how to juggle. It took maybe 20 minutes.
How about, could you learn to juggle pins?
Oh, you mean the like pins. Batons?
Yeah.
I've tried,
man. What are they called?
I don't know.
I think batons is right.
I've tried that, man. I can't do that. I got to juggle balls.
See?
Make your jokes. But yeah, I got to juggle balls.
Are you going to juggle balls tomorrow on the Men's Room World Tour stop at the Tracy Stone Movie House 2 to 5?
Yeah. If you bring me three balls, I will juggle balls. You make the animal balloons.
If anybody has a can of tennis balls in their garage, it's you.
Yeah, just bring it.
Get Miles a pogo stick.
I might. I'll check.
What's that?
Well, okay, we're going to do this. Everybody gets up on stage, all right? I'm going to make a balloon animal. You go ahead and juggle balls. Miles, you're going to get on a pogo stick.
Oh, God,
Ted, you're
going to
dance.
Or catch stuff in my mouth.
Or catch stuff in your mouth. Yeah.
They have popcorn. It's a movie house.
Yeah.
There you go.
Let's do that.
I don't recommend a pogo stick jumping.
No, I'm not doing it.
Legal's going to get on us on that.
That would lead to injury.
Don't wrap us in because you want to flex that you can make balloon animals tomorrow, dude.
I'm not trying to flex.
Mike Hawk loves latex. And kids! And balloons!
God!
Mike Hawk, master balloon animal blower! He'll make balloons that will make your kids cry! With joy!
Jesus.